I think you've got to be very careful when you you come out with statements like that, because the reason they're saying that is because, yes, we have the best data set there is since 2006 with Argo, but they're going back to pre-Argo, to a data taken with other instruments, and they're reanalyzing that, and they're saying that this shows that Argo is, in fact, a bigger step than they had realized. I think you've got to be very careful when you splice together two sets of data from two sets of instruments and try and compare them. The past is full of people who've tried to do this and who've had to be reevaluated years later because we found something extra out about the measurements that were made in the past and the measurements found today. They can make a case with that the world is, that the oceans are warming this way, provided you accept that they understand what's going on. And I wouldn't say we understand completely about the past instruments. I think they also underplay their uncertainties. For me, the most sensible thing to do is just to stick to the data since 2006, which is more than a decade now, and is quite good enough to give us a baseline with a coherent data set. And that does not show. That shows the oceans are warm, but it does not show the large warming that they find. And in fact, some of the reports and other observations they report on, they're a bit out of date. They've been shown to be exaggerated as well. So I think you've got to be very, very careful.
So perhaps you feel that there is not enough measuring going on.
Oh, no, I think the Argo array is doing some excellent measuring. I'd like to see the new Argo array, which has been planned, go even deeper than 2,000 metres, because that's just really the top sections of the ocean. But I think if you just look at the Argo array itself, you cannot see this catastrophic runaway ocean warming in just that data. So I know all scientists will say this. I'd really like another 15 years of data in order to convince me. Some people don't want to wait for that and they want to act, and that's their point of view. Personally, I'd like another section of data to see if this is us or it's a combination of us and natural variability and where we stand.
What are the effects of the ocean warming?
In recent years, we've seen something that we hadn't quite realized before called marine heat waves. And they have a devastating effect on the ecology. Warm water could cause bleaching of coral reefs. So there are all sorts of biological problems with having water that's too hot. So we really need to know how hot it is and how hot it's changed, how it's changing. And there's some evidence, actually, that our concern, say, over the Great Barrier Reef is a result of having too short a view on what's happening. The barrier reef is only about 8,000 years old. It has been bleached, that is, affected by warm water many, many times, and does, at the moment, seem to be recovering better than we thought it had. So we have to be careful. What might seem drastic in the short term might actually be normal in terms of common natural variability. And that's the thing I'd caution with people who are looking for changes in ocean temperatures. If you look back 1,000 years to the time of the medieval warm period, which was warmer than today, and the subsequent Little Ice Age, which was much colder than today, you see changes in ocean properties which are similar to those today, in fact in the Pacific even greater. So whilst we're all aware that we're pumping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere and that will warm the world up, what's actually happening in terms of the complexity of its response, we really ought to be taking a longer-term view. Now, I know some people, they say we must do everything we can immediately to reduce CO2 in order to get us back on where we thought, where we should be. I can understand that. That's quite reasonable. But I think you should use all the power of science to understand exactly what's going on, because I have the feeling that if you do not know exactly what's going on, you can take action and get yourself into more trouble than you thought.